I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. Elizabeth Mateo is an attorney in California. She also happens to be undocumented, both of which factor heavily into her vocal efforts to fight for immigrant rights. Earlier this month, Mateo made news when she was named advisor to a California State Senate committee that helps low-income students get into college. The World's Global Nation editor, Monica Campbell, has been following Mateo's story. So who is she? Who is Elizabeth Mateo, Monica? Where is she from?
She's from Oaxaca in southern Mexico, and her father was a cab driver there, and her mom took care of the kids and ran a small store. And when she was 14 in 1998, the family decided to move to California. They wanted a better education for her. And it was quite a switch for Mateo. She went from going to this small school in rural Mexico to a massive high school in Los Angeles. And she told me a little bit about that change.
It was very difficult at first. I remember I cried a lot when I started high school with almost 3,000 students. You know, most of them spoke English, and I felt very intimidated at times. I felt like I didn't fit in.
And Mateo really excelled, though. She went to a community college and then a state college. And there in university, she was among this group of undocumented students. And they were among the first to really start to organize and push for what we know as the DREAM Act today.
So, Monica, I've been reading that Mateo was a member of the DREAM 9. That's a group of young immigration reform activists who crossed the border into Mexico and then crossed back into the U.S., where they intentionally had themselves arrested and taken to U.S. custody. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was a really bold move. That was in 2013, and that's when I really started to notice the actions by young undocumented people. It's when I first started to follow Elizabeth Mateo and her story. And yeah, she went back to Mexico, even though she was undocumented in the United States. Their act of defiance was to go back to the home country and then go to the border and ask for asylum. And that's what she did. And she was detained at a detention center. And then she was let go. And she was allowed to fight her case outside of this detention center. But what's really wild is that, you know, within a few days of being released from detention, she started law school at Santa Clara University here in Northern California. So, you know, she goes from being in a detention center to going to law school. And I asked her about that wild change in her life.
I was released. I went home. I hugged my parents, packed my bags, and then got on a plane. And my first day was very interesting. Everyone knew I was the girl who got detained at the border and 17 days in detention. People approached me and essentially asked, oh, so you're that girl. Not in a mean way. They were just very curious about who I was.
And so she graduated and she passed the bar exam. Mm-hmm. And now she's part of this handful of undocumented lawyers in the United States in some of the states in the country that allow people, you know, who do not have legal permanent residence to become lawyers. That's in California and in New York. And the idea, the argument here in California, at least, is that if you meet the requirements, if you show good moral character, pass the bar and get your license and do what you want to do. Of course, that's a very controversial thing in other parts of the country.
Sure. Just as an aside, Monica, what do you think would have happened if she had done that today?
You know, I asked her about that, and she said that she probably would not do that today under the Trump administration because it is much tougher to try and fight for asylum under, you know, stricter rules, but also that she might not even be allowed to ask for asylum. What we're hearing about people getting turned away when they ask for that. So it would be incredibly risky for her to do that today. And what Elizabeth Mateo and other undocumented activists are saying is that people need to tell their stories. They need to be visible. They need to not be afraid. And that is a mantra that has been part of, you know, the activist movement, the immigrant rights activist movement for years. And Mateo has been leading that. You know, when I was talking to her, it's really incredible that, you know, she's in her early 30s and she's one of the more veteran undocumented activists in the country. And I just think about her going to her law practice every day and this sort of bold move of defiance. At the same time, under the Trump administration, we are seeing people like her being targeted. And so I we'll continue to watch and follow her story because it is a test case about how strong the Trump administration may crack down on people like her.
Monica Campbell heads up the World's Global Nation Desk. Monica, thanks very much for introducing us to Elizabeth Mateo.
You're welcome, Marco.